Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
We got a special show. This is very important to me. You know, this is very... I even got a haircut yesterday, okay? Let me tell you how important this is. David Rogers Webb is going to be talking to us about the Great Taking. This is... You got the Great Reset, the Great Taking. It's the same thing. This is something that we have... Now, I'll do a little introduction on him here. Just I'll throw it right to David. Everybody's complaining. Oh, no, Ernie's going to talk. All right, no. We're going to get right to David. Now, he has a lot of experience investigating and analysis of, you know, deceptive environments, including the mergers and acquisitions boom of the 80s, venture investing, public financial markets. He managed hedge funds through the period spanning the extremes of the dot-com bubble and bust, producing a gross return of more than 320%, while the S&P 500 NASDAQ indices had losses. His clients include some of the largest international institutional investors. Now, the point that I want to make is that there is a great deal of information here that we want to make sure that we get, but it's a confirmation of things that many of us suspected or knew. And I want to make sure that we understand and are prepared for what's coming any Monday. One day it's going to be Monday, and it happened over the weekend, and man, it could be this Monday. And we'll go over some of the news and things that are going on. But first I want David to introduce himself, but I'm more interested in who you are, what you are, not by how many initials are after your name, but how you were brought up. Your morals, why you decided to retire, live in Sweden on a farm. It's going to be a food thing kind of deal. So go ahead and give us some of your character background, what made you you as a younger man or even a child. Please, David, go.
Yeah. Well, that is, I am different. I do think differently. I write about this in the prologue. I think one of the ways we can know things is through living memory. It's certainly not by listening to the media. It's things you can know yourself through direct experience, and also things you can know through other people that have first-hand experience. And these things tend to fall off the table, sometimes almost immediately. So... We have to trap those things. I think early on, what was important for me was my grandmother really spent the most time with me in my early years. You know, my parents were there, but the old have time for the young. And my grandmother was a nurse who went with my grandfather, who was a surgeon, into the First World War, the first U.S. medical unit into the war. So early, it was before the U.S. had entered the war. And she sat by my bedside every night and told me about things. And she, as I say, she was a Montessori school. She made me a very capable little boy. By the time I was three, I was making tea and washing windows. And but the things I've realized as an adult, she was really warning me. She was preparing me. She would talk, for example, among all these stories, it was kind of like these fairy tale stories that aren't sugar-coated, about real things that really happened. And she talked about being in the tents, hearing the bombs dropping. She didn't really talk about the scale of the carnage, but I have all of her things. I've been through, I have 25 boxes of material and family history, photographs, diaries, business documents, things spanning more than 100 years. And so I have her things, and I know that they were dealing with as anyone could know if they know the history, the carnage in the First World War was just mind-boggling. So their facility had 3,000 beds, which would seem to be quite large.
But where was more, she during this time?
She was in Rouen, which was kind of a center for hospital facilities.
Rouen, in what country? I'm not familiar with that.
In France. Right. So they were really nursing the British troops at that point because the U.S. hadn't entered the war yet. And she was from the Canadian side of the lake. She considers herself a British subject, of course, at that point. And my grandfather was from Western Pennsylvania. So they went into this together, and I know that it marked them. You can't go through something like that without being marked by it. And, of course, they came back from the war. And one of the stories I mentioned in the book, to explain how profound the deflation, the bust can be, it's my grandfather bought three housing lots in Shaker Heights, which is, was a posh suburb of Cleveland. He bought those in 1923, and through the 20s, those would have gone up fantastically in value. And then the stock market crashed in 29. And I think he was probably glad he hadn't sold the lots and put the money in the stock market. Then in 1933, the banks were all closed. And I'm sure he was glad he hadn't sold the lots and put the money in the banks. But where this is going is that my grandmother, his widow, sold those lots in 1953, 30 years later, for a third of what he had paid for them in 1923. This is how profound the price level bust is or can be after a massive bubble. And further, you know, of course, everybody thinks of Cleveland as being an absolute wreck and basket case at this point. But in the 1950s, Shaker Heights was statistically the wealthiest suburb in the country. So that tells you a lot. And I have other examples like that just from the business papers of how profound the price level drop was after decades. And I would say that the financialization, the bubble, and the bust are intrinsic to what I call the great taking.
Please go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, so when I started getting concerned about this when I was managing these hedge funds in the aftermath of the Asian financial crisis, so in the late 90s, and what I noticed was the market started, because I handled all the trading, and I had a very good sense for it, and I could see that there were odd things happening in terms of the movement of the markets. In other words, things that didn't make sense in terms of real fundamentals or news or economics. And so I started looking into
the late 90s.
So this is before the dot-com bubble. So, for example, one thing they were mentioning was the scale of the treasury purchases by the Bank of Japan. And they were saying that, well, they had to make these enormous purchases to recycle the trade surplus into U.S. treasuries. So I decided to look into that, and I found that the scale of the treasury purchases, even at that point, was an order of magnitude larger than any trade surplus that Japan had with the U.S. So it was already starting at that point. And that, I believe, is because the velocity of money had actually started rolling over at that point. And velocity is the number of times that a unit of currency is spent within a period of time. Now, if you imagine that you have a finite amount of money, in order to come up with money, you have to sell something, a product or a service. And that puts a downward pressure on price levels, or holds price levels constant. And then you invent a kind of magic where you can create money out of thin air that you introduce into the system. Now, to begin with, that has incredible velocity. Projects will get done that wouldn't have been done otherwise. That money is taken in and spent and spent and spent again. So when I did a money in banking course, probably around 1980, somewhere in there, in my textbook, it talked about velocity being maybe six or seven times. So what was beginning to happen in the late 90s is this ratio inverted, where the amount of money being created by the central banks was now many, many times the economic growth that was resulting. So by the fourth quarter of 99, the Fed was growing money at a 40% annual rate. Now, this is on an economy that's maybe growing at 3 or 4%. So, again, an order of magnitude larger. Now, so I started really paying attention to this and studying it, and I found that in individual weeks, the Fed was creating money that was maybe over a percent of GDP in a week. I realized that this was not transmitting into the real economy. It couldn't be. So it was going into a financial bubble. And I would say if I knew this in real time, Alan Greenspan certainly knew that they were doing this at that point.
Yeah.
So it was completely knowable. Now, I believe So I started looking at this, trying to find a historical time period like this, and discovered that this was exactly what was happening leading up to World War One, coming out of the 19th century, leading into World War One. Milton Friedman, who did a monetary history of the United States, who was the foremost expert on the history of monetarism, he talks about this, that it was certainly the case. So,
let's stop there for a second. I want to ask, you know, something about that very thing. When you talk about, you know, this happening, I'm wondering, you're talking prior to the Federal Reserve, right?
Yeah, well, the Fed,
it
was happening. You see, the monetary power at that point was the Bank of England. This was a British Empire phenomena. The Fed became the tag team partner to the Bank of England.
So they worked over here, let's do it over there where the real money is.
Yeah, the baton was passed.
All right, okay.
You know, Paul Volcker came over and they created the Federal Reserve. With a number of objectives, but the collapse in the velocity was really happening to the foremost global power at that point, Britain, and within just a few years, the Qing dynasty collapsed, even though you would think that was far removed from the Western banking system, but this was a global phenomena. The Qing dynasty collapsed, Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Turk-Ottoman Empire, the Russian Empire, the German economy was totally destroyed, and the British Empire began collapsing, hence the necessity to create the tag team partner, which was the Fed, which was created on essentially on Christmas Eve of 2013, a couple of days before Christmas in 2013, wow. And the First World War began, 8 months later.
Okay, without going too deep into the weeds here, the collapse of these empires, was it due to this? Was this the cause? Was that a side effect? Was the velocity of money and them passing this, you know, empire, 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 boom, now let's go get Merca where we make some real money and do some real gleaning of a middle class that had been created by industrialization. So I'm just wondering, when you say these empires went, was it due to this? And they were just picking the carcass of the planet. You know, give me some kind of correlation.
I believe I've studied this and worked with it and applied it, you know, in how I managed the funds I was managing. So this wasn't just academic for me. I actually figured out how to use the understanding of this. So I haven't just read about this. I've used it. But my philosophy about what happened then in the early 20th century and what's happening now is that this power to create money and to lift all boats, so to speak, this awesome power, it is a very low energy social control system. So it does not require overt physical control over people. As we know, people chase the money. They chase their money incentives. So it works quite well and for decades. But ultimately, it reaches a point where it starts breaking down. And that was what was happening leading into the 20th century. That's what was happening in the late 90s. And then what you see clearly is that the money creation increasingly goes into things that do not help the economy. In fact, they hurt the economy. And it becomes, you have money going into, of course, a financial bubble, which creates instability, and also into warfare, which we've seen big time, which was really kicking off right around that time also. So we are now in a global hybrid war. This is the imperative for humanity, is to understand this and to stop it. Because if we don't, we are in open-ended hybrid war for a long, long time. Open-ended meaning no time limit, meaning it's everywhere. It's in your mind because of all the psychological operations. That is an important part of the control system. And it's promised to be in our bodies increasingly. So it's the monetary phenomena, I think, is the underlying reason for the escalating hybrid war in which we find ourselves.
Okay, this is where I was hoping we would get to. To understand what's happening, this is a great deal of a philosophical thing than just math. You know, it's a psychological thing that we go through. The fourth turning, this happens in this, and this, and this, and this. And being someone of finance, numbers, economics, you look at this and you're going, you know, these cycles begin and end with certain things. It's they, them, those, whoever they are, the ones won't leave me alone. And they want, you got it and it's mine now. So say it this here paper. And by doing that and the psychological controls that are necessary to allow them to do it, because, some guy with a pointy hat put a crown on somebody, or somebody pulled a sword out of a stone, or something, I have right to, prima nocte and, have sex with the bride on wedding night because it says, this is the kind of thing, it's a psychological thing. And as they do that, it goes to the next thing to be able to maintain that control. Then the next thing to be able, and it deletes and depletes their resource. Then, they got more taxes. So I am looking at this, that we can understand what's really happening, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm kind of starting to hear what you're saying. There are cycles, there are stages by which this happened, which are always has a financial, economic, what's yours is now mine because I can thing. How far off am I?
It's about control, though. The thing that I try to point out to people is they don't need your stuff. They don't need your money. They can create unlimited amounts of money. So it's not about taking your stuff. It is about subjugation.
Which it means, okay, I want to dwell on that for a moment. It's not so much about taking your stuff and doing whatever because they got enough that they can just print it and steal it and whatever, and I got an F-16. I get that. But it's about you not having it so you can be subjugated, so you can be controlled.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Last-minute holiday travelers are packing airports nationwide, causing considerable congestion. Christmas Eve saw over 100 cancellations and a number of delays, but today's statistics have surpassed even those figures, with more than 1,400 delays and 140 cancellations. That is creating significant travel disruptions. The Biden administration is seeking congressional assistance to address the backlog of immigration cases within the Justice Department.
We've asked Congress for a lot more money and authority to hire more immigration judges.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, speaking on ABC's This Week, acknowledged that the Justice Department has successfully resolved a record number of immigration cases. Tonight holds the potential for a very joyous Christmas for one fortunate Powerball player. The estimated jackpot for the Christmas drawing, $638 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
From the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We are talking with David Webb, the author of The Great Taking, thegreattaking.com. This is very important information. The 3 hours that we got to talk, we went an extra couple of hours than normally we would do on a subject like this, that I wanted to make sure that I got to express myself, David got to tell everything that he knew, and that we got to put in context just how enormous worldwide importance, enormous this subject is. Any financial instrument that you have in the stock market derived from indexes on the stock market, and it's gone, okay? It's no more complicated than that. This great reset has been decades, generations in the making, so that when it's triggered, it's not yours anymore, it be theirs. Who's them? They, them, those. So we want to go ahead and make sure you get all this information. Now, the unedited version, to try and put that all into this one show, I'm going to do my best, but I'm telling you, you want to get the whole thing. You go to freedomsphoenix.com. At the top right, you'll see Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and you scroll down to the show date of December 11th, 2023, and you'll see David Webb, the show there, and we'll have in that archive links to the unedited show, the full length. Now, you can, search on the show by guest on the right side. You go down, show by guest, and look up David Webb. It'll be there. So to have the entire show, but we're making sure in this version you get enough to understand what is going on. What you do about it's up to you, but you need to understand in the context of what's happening, where this planet is going, and at the direction of they, them, those, or who, or what. So that's why this is important to me. We came across this well 15 years ago, and it just built up to then to have it confirmed and then have someone that was inside, a hedge fund guy doing mergers and acquisitions, meeting with guys like Soros and so on, to go, you know what, I see what's going on, and document it. That you can go through the bibliography and find out every little old thing. I have one friend, the Economic Truth, John Snyzen, used ChatGPT, of all things, to have access to all of this information. A lot of times you can't find it. You don't know what the title is or whatever, but if you can get some phrases, or you can get a paragraph, or you can get a quote out of it, then you go find it. And he did. And this stuff is all real, which is what's scaring people, and it should scare you. David Webb, The Great Taking.
It's about control, though. The thing that I try to point out to people is they don't need your stuff. They don't need your money. They can create unlimited amounts of money. So it's not about taking your stuff. It is about subjugation.
Which it means, okay, I want to dwell on that for a moment. It's not so much about taking your stuff and doing whatever because they got enough that they can just print it and steal it and whatever, and I got an F-16. I get that. But it's about you not having it so you can be subjugated, so you can be controlled. Because the thing is what I felt was the big thorn, the big obstacle, the big hurdle for, you know, this dominance for whatever reason, because they want, because they can. You know, the only way I can explain it, because they can't. And they're going to do it until they can't, okay? And the best way to do that is to eliminate the opposition, which is what? Which is a prosperous middle class, prosperous people. America, the United States of America, is so prosperous due to the individual relative freedom with the rest of the planet, which made us, the middle class, so rich, and your Cleveland you were talking about, which there were a lot of wealthy places. In fact, the American populace was very wealthy. The amount of hours that you would put in to sustain a family, mom stayed or dad stayed at home, you had, you know, children that were like you on a farm. You had the input of your grandmother. America, very powerful because of that. What happens is, how do you control that? You can't.
Yeah.
You know, so they had to attack that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, let me make this statement and see how close I am. You're advocating that the goal is not how big a stack of cash of McDuck rolling around in gold coins. That was not the point. The point was control, for your own good, by the way, because we love you, you know. But that, you know, the control of humanity, no less than that, planetary control, because sociopaths gravitate towards the levers of power, and we're going to do it because we can, and we're going to do it because you're going to let us. So they control people, and part of that process to be able to control is the punishments and incentives of control. And a lot of that doesn't work if you have the resources, if people have money, if they have options, which is another word for freedom. So you can buy your freedom, which means you can buy your options to do a lot of things. They want to take that away. You want to see the future of a society, you see what's rewarded and what's punished. Well, productivity is punished, and dependence and disability and sitting on my buddism is rewarded. This creates a controlled society. So what you're talking about, what we'll get into with the mechanisms by which they did this, is for control. And one of the best ways to control a population, the planet, is to make sure they don't have the resources to prevent the control. How far off am I?
No, that's all absolutely right. I recently read Friedrich Hayek's Road to Serfdom, that I believe it was my grandfather's book. It was printed in 1944, so before the war actually ended. And Hayek is talking about the intellectual continuity through communism and, Bolshevism and socialism and national socialism. But what he's really concerned about is all of the leading intellectuals in economics in Britain are also cut from the same cloth. And this is 1944. So he's warning that, well, the war is going to end here, but we're going into an extension of exactly the same thing that the National Socialists were doing in Germany. It's the same intellectual framework. And this framework is basically that individuals cannot be allowed to operate autonomously, that we have to have central planning, we have to have a public good, which is undefined, and Hayek talks about this, that the real world is so complex that central planning really does not work. The idea that it, and we know this from looking at failed totalitarian systems, you know, it does not work, yet they persist in this because it's actually not about efficiency. It's not about making people better off. It is, in fact, they are very happy to hurt people and break things.
To what end? Why, you know, for the, its sake, or there's something, there's a goal here?
Well, it's very, unfortunately, it's very deep in humanity, this tendency. And we'll get into the specifics of what is being done now.
Yeah, no, but we'll get the idea. Okay.
So you go all the way back to Prometheus Bound, which was written several hundred years B.C., and in this allegory by Aeschylus, Zeus represents totalitarian power. And Zeus has decided to destroy humanity. Sounds familiar. And for it, what reason? Well, no reason, just decided to destroy humanity. But Prometheus loved humanity and saved humanity with the gifts of fire, which most people know, but also of the arts, which is basically the human spirit, the soul, the spirit. And for this, Zeus had Prometheus chained to a rock and appeared every day to eat his liver out. Every day for 30,000 years. Now, so Zeus is appearing in the form of an eagle. This is why the eagle was chosen as the standard for Rome. It is a conscious choice. And I think we know of some other places that have chosen the eagle as a symbol. Also, this is not an accident.
Well, I'll bet you popular support for that wasn't for that reason, but I understand your point.
It is. Well, my point is this is an ancient, ancient problem.
That's one thing that I wanted to make clear, and I appreciate you agreeing to take more time with this, at least a couple of hours. We'll go all freaking day till you're boring or bored. I don't care. But the thing is that the reason I needed the extra time was for this conversation. We can talk about all the details and everything, and I've been screaming it for decades and whatever and so on. Doesn't matter. You have to understand why. So, they did, why? They're just crazy? Yeah, sometimes. They're sociopath, yeah? They're pathological liar, this kind, yeah? They're psychopath, yeah? I mean, we create these positions of government, institutions, and shiny badges, and NGOs, all this stuff to protect us from those people, and then those people put on the shiny badge. And they go, now we're in charge. oh, gee, that worked out, you know? So when you read these things, you know, like, you know, the Hazlitt and, you know, all of these books, you know, Mises and Rothbard and on and on and on and on, how can you not be anti-centralization of just about anything, or anti-government, or are you libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist? I mean, do you brand yourself any kind of philosophical position? I mean, I'm not talking about parties and that crap, but, you know, how would you describe yourself to a neophyte that wouldn't understand? Because you got to define
well,
the definition.
You know, Hayek is very sensible. He talks all around this and says, look, planning is essential. We have to have planning for things like roads, you know, societal objectives. The difference, it's a very bright line. Is it benevolent or is it malevolent?
Right.
It's being done. That's what it comes down
okay,
to.
Okay, now that's the question. Can a central plan collective for the common good ever maintain a benevolent structure? That's the point.
Well, you have to also value autonomy in making economic decisions. The fluidity of people having complete freedom to make all of their economic and personal decisions, that should be very clear. And that's what allows real efficiency in terms of serving human needs.
And what made America unique. That was the promise. That's why this show is called Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, because the Declaration of Independence really spoke to me, because it said the purpose of government is the defense of individual rights. If it doesn't do that, it's time to alter, abolish. It's your right, your duty. And I'm going, sign me up. I mean, you know, the whole purpose of government is to defend against these intrusions on your personal liberties. If they're the one doing it, allowing it, creating monopolies due to lack of competition, if you're not allowed to regulate it out of for the benefit of our friends, of blah, 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 then why are they there? So I'm trying to get, I just ask you this before we continue. Do you believe that, I know in your video presentation, and of course, what else are you going to say, but this needs to be done legally. Does that include it has to be done legally and peacefully? Because legally it can be, you know, whatever they say it is, or we say, I mean, it keeps changing. But, you know, the change, I'm like, we're going to fix it, we're going to vote harder, we're going to something. And I'm like, you can't fix it, it's already fixed. So,
no, you can't. I agree, you know, someone compared our democracy to the child steering wheel in the back seat of the car.
Right.
Where, you know, you think you're doing something. So we know globally, democracies are false at this point. They're not functioning. And many of the court systems have been somehow taken over and controlled. So it is a tough thing now to figure out how to begin addressing things, but it just begins in one jurisdiction, and this is one advantage of the United States with 50 states.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an attorney general who becomes personally galvanized to do something, if you have judges that become personally outraged, that say, bring the case to me, I will hear that case. And the same thing can be done in Europe. You know, the EU is just, horrible. You know, the lack of, any accountability to the public. It's totalitarianism, so there has to be a kind of potency that recovers in individual nation states. But that will only happen by people realizing there is nowhere to hide from this. You know, when I go through this stuff with people, their first step is they actually they realize that this is true, what I'm going to explain here, and that it's irrefutable. And then their first reaction is panic. How can I hide? You know, where do I run? How can I protect my investments? The very difficult thing to hear is you can't. And what does that mean? We're reaching in the fullness of time.
Peak corruption.
profound turning point for humanity. And this comes back to some things you were touching on, Ernest, where divide and rule works very well. You know, people don't care if somebody's being hurt in another country, even quite innocent people, they think it makes their gasoline cheaper. You know, it's horrible. The U.S. has gone on like that, hurting people all over the world with indifference in the U.S. public. Reprehensible, really. It's coming home to roost. Now, but here is the positive. By pursuing this logic of total control, and because they've had such a unchallengeable position here, there's been, as I say, the garden hasn't been pruned. So all these different psyops have run out of control, all these different intelligence agency operations globally. There is no oversight on this, and and I'll get into explaining how this great taking has been taken to a global level. But what that means is that all people everywhere, all the way to the top of the system, so including the very wealthy, all the way to the top, will be injured at the same time.
Yep.
That means that divide and rule breaks down.
It's enormous what has happened just in the last few years. And, of course, it was, oh, my God, before then. I remember Bill Bonner and Addison Wiggins, when they did Empire of Debt about derivatives and so on, about 2005 and 6, they're estimating, they're going, now this is like 80, you know, trillion dollars that we're going to owe of whatever when this comes crashing. And that was an itty-bitty amount. That's why we had, you know, one sign that we did. Mommy, had a little Gerber baby logo up there. Mommy, what's a quadrillion dollars? Revolution. That's what a quadrillion dollars is. So this is so obvious how bad this is, and it's ramped up so quickly. Now, this was my concern, and I want to read this from this article that I wrote, and it's just a paragraph, but it goes into what I want to talk about. In July of 2008, when I, just from, you know, scratching the surface on different things, started to realize that everything in the stock market, New York Stock Exchange, whatever, it was really this deposit trust corp thing, you know, that you didn't have stocks that were traded, and you go into this, and you didn't have a stock certificate. Like, I remember my grandmother-in-law, you know, she was, like, invested in IBM and AT&T in the 60s, where, you know, had the paper, and freaking it's worth some money now, okay? So that was private property. Now you get into where, we just want to have, you know, numbers that we can just trade electronically and make it easy and fast and get this velocity thing going. Well, one of the other things that they did is during before the housing bust, is you never really, you know, the banks didn't have the mortgage. They filed it with this thing called MERS, mortgage, electronic, whatever the heck. It made it a number that they traded. It's how this big short thing happened. So we started following all this stuff. You never really owned anything. In fact, they say it. Even on your bank or your checking account, it'll go, it's kind of your money, but you can't have it now. We're going to haircut you. We're going to this and that. Property ownership, the protection of property rights, which is a legitimate function of a government, in my opinion. If you're going to have it, if you're not, they're not going to do that, then what the heck are they for? Just to steal it, you know, for the bad guys for you? So this was so obvious to me that you didn't really own anything. Initial public offering really went to New York Stock Exchange to this DTC Corporation. If you just had some kind of use, buy, sell, almost beneficiary rights of something. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bottom line, do I have the ownership, the property right protected in my hot little hand? Yes or no? It's like gold, silver. You know, not really, but that's just how it works. That's so it goes, works better. That's so. And I mean, I don't give a crap what your excuses are, but when it comes down, it's going to be all at once, and it's going to be a bank holiday, weekend, Friday, and all of a sudden it's a Monday thing. And to think it hasn't happened before, it has, to the tune, 33, they say, yep, and turn in all your gold. So this is where I want to go, the mechanism by which that they've done this. July 2008, I came to the realization, bottom line, I am of the opinion that we have all been the victims of the largest robbery in human history. Computer technology allowed for the creation of electronic counterfeiting that allowed for the nearly unlimited pillaging of every form of financial instrument used in America and in much of the world. Pensions, retirement funds, 401ks, money market funds, government or municipal, and the relatively new financial instrument called derivatives. It's all gone. It's not an if thing. It's an already happened thing. Now the banking system will do its best to control the news and who gets the blame by leading the investigation of the crime that they were very much involved in and profited from. Things are going to get much worse than I ever feared. That was my conclusion as I'm not David Webb in July of 08. 3 months later, the financial crisis hit, and I'm like, here we go. Then they papered over it, and now we're faced with here it comes. In your documentary, The Great Taking, that you're seeing the book up here, there was like an hour, hour and a half documentary, you know, kind of talking about the book. And then the book, which I ordered, now I'm going, okay. In there, you talk about how all 50 states, in just a couple of years, were able to make changes in Universal Commercial Code or whatever, you know, machinations and passed and did whatever, to create and solidify this happening. When it goes, it's going to be everybody.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.